Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There's an old looky here on the River Islands guest line and just looking beautiful on the tube. Get over to YouTube right now. It's our buddy. It's our friend. It's the man who spent the last 2 years in the Niners huddle on the offensive line. It's none other than the great John Feliciano, the Not Our Fault podcast, which you've got to check out on YouTube. And I've been saying a few times today, if I'm a veteran player, I'm bummed at the way the Niners handled this. So let's ask a veteran player. Hey, John, if you were still on this team, would you be ticked off that they didn't do anything today?
Ticked off is a little, that's a strong word.
What word would you use?
There would have been excitement. There's always excitement during the end of the, right before the trade deadline. But man, this isn't the NBA, man. This is NFL. I wish that the trade deadline was like the NBA trade deadline, where superstars go left and right and it switches up the whole league. But with football, that's really not it. Shut up, Siri.
What did Siri just do?
Siri's trying to butt in right now, huh?
What did Siri say?
She said, to who?
Oh,
I don't know.
Siri, you got to mind your place. And, you know, as much as we look at acquisitions, they kind of got one in their own. Spencer Burford's back. John, what did you think of his performance playing all the snaps on offense?
Yeah, man, he looked good. I think he's going to – we'll see what happens when Barsh gets back. But weren't they working Spencer more at, like swing tackle during the training camp and stuff?
Yes.
So credit to him for, he probably didn't get much guard reps. So credit to him to going out there and playing well. I think the whole old line actually played really well. So that's good to see.
Dude, your shades are jamming. What are those? What do you got? What are you wearing right now?
Yeah, you know, these are for the EMF stuff. You know, I got my wired headset. Did you see that whole thing going on with the EMFs and why I think we get hurt so much?
I did, and I've got it on my notes here that I wanted to ask you. Dibs is looking a little like a confused
look. There, John.
So yes, John Feliciano. Yeah. I mean, I'll let you speak to it, but basically the concept is that there's something. A structure next to Levi Stadium that you potentially believe is what's causing all of these injuries. This is a big, big story and statement here, Feliciano.
Well, it's not just me. I'm probably the worst guy here because I people tell me things, and if it makes sense, I'm like, hell yeah, let's do it. So some of the high profile players over there that are really holistic and hippie and all that jazz really believe that the EMF stuff messes with your thyroid or some crap like that. And that's, you know, a lot of guys in that locker room think that doesn't help with recovery.
Okay. So like if it doesn't help with recovery, then in theory it could be affecting almost any body part, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think all the trees on that side are like all dead and stuff. I mean, it's that's not beneficial having all those wire, like all that electricity stuff.
Atta babe. Wow, what a vet.
Near false start there. Wow.
What a vet. 6 weeks ago, that thing was going to come flying out of your mouth.
Yeah, the IT would have come flying out, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm trying to get better, man. I'm feeling a little on edge right now. I'm ready to go, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling good.
You do know that a healthy portion of our listeners are really hoping that you don't get better. You do know that, right?
Yeah, 100%. Okay.
All right. Wait a minute. We got to expand on this. So, because I feel like people listening are going, hold on a second. So you're basically saying that there are current 49ers and maybe a little bit more on the holistic side that are truly firmly of the belief that electric structures near Levi Stadium are potentially, I mean, are they saying this is the full cause or just not really helpful? How would you phrase it with regard to all these injuries?
So it's definitely not the full cause. I mean, you can't, like Fred's injury. That's just someone falling into you. Some of it's just football. But some of the other stuff, man, it doesn't make sense. And we're trying to find answers. And that's definitely one that is talked about in the locker room.
Interesting. The more you,
and I mean, it's really easy to see what players think that. Just see who has ever wearing wired headphones. There's a bunch of them.
And thinking that the wireless,
or some of the guys shirtless, walking barefoot on the grass, grounding.
Because the electromagnetic fields that are produced would maybe infiltrate your wireless headset. Is that the thinking?
It's not good for your brain. I've seen some kind of Instagram reel about it. You know, people send me stuff, but there's obviously more research that needs to be done. And but, you know, I'm a betting man, and I bet it doesn't help.
Huh? John Feliciano with us on Willard and Dibbs. Is this something that you guys, like, it was talked about in the locker room over the last 2 years while you were there, or are you hearing more about it just this year?
Definitely last year. My first year there, it was kind of a joke. I was like, especially me when I was, you know, I'm new. I was like, hey, what the heck's going on here? Why is all this right behind where we practice? And then a lot last year, it was just like, you know, we're all trying to find out what the heck's going on. And everyone's like, well, what do you think about all this electro crap? Right. And then it just, everyone kind of, you know, believes it.
Huh. I don't know why, but like when you say some of the Niners who are more kind of on the holistic side, my mind's just going to Kittle. Are you talking about Kittle right now?
Who, me?
Yeah. You,
George,
are. You
we're are. Going up. Dude, me and George, I talked to George about that. I am so, my daughters have made me watch K-pop Demon Hunters about 1,500 times. And nothing made me happier than when I saw George jamming out to that. I instantly messaged him. We bonded over K-pop. George is my guy, and he's definitely a holistic kind of guy.
Yep. So George, like, I'm not trying to like out it, but George thinks that this is something, huh?
I didn't say George. You're saying George.
Yeah, I am.
Just saying,
you're saying
the holistic guy,
and then you just called him holistic.
I mean, apples and oranges, you know?
Anyway, I could just, that's my gut. My gut, when you started talking about this, I'm like, I think he's talking about George. I don't know why. It just feels like something George would believe. How about that?
George is a wonderful human being.
Yeah.
I hope I'll see him in WrestleMania again this year. My guy, love George. Whatever he needs, I got his back. Super holistic kind of guy.
Yeah. What's more dangerous, the EMF waves or the field turf at MetLife Stadium?
Good question.
Oh, God. God, listen, I was one of the guys that when I my year with the Giants, they I don't know who it was. It might have been Daboll that, you know, they I don't know what partnership they kind of got with turf or whatever, but there was a point where – out in the parking lot, there's two different kind of turfs. And I was one of the guys that kind of went out and tried the turf because they were going to change it. And mind you, they weren't the greatest ones, but we went with the better one. And obviously that still hasn't worked. And it's unfortunate. Like George was saying, when an NFL field is a butt of a joke, is like, it has to be time to do something about it.
Well, I loved what he said, because he's like, you know, he sort of said, we're the only sport that has all these different surfaces, which is not totally accurate because baseball has a bunch of different surfaces too. But, you know, he was liking it to hockey and basketball.
They're running around bases. They're not doing nothing athletic.
Well, it's different. It's different. You do see a hell of a lot fewer torn ligaments and things like that in baseball. So I'll buy what you're saying.
I've seen someone that looks like my grandpa out there, 600 pounds, balling.
Yeah, it's the Blue Jays catcher, 5'8", about 260.
Yep, yep.
Hey, John, do you guys mix up the footwear based on the field surface? Because it doesn't seem like a lot of Giants tend to sustain the injuries. When you go to play at, like, MetLife, do you go with no cleats, or what do you do with your footwear?
There 100% is a lot of guys that change up their cleats. I was a Jordan guy, so I don't care. I'm out there. My feet are to make me look good. There's nothing else on my body that's going to look good in the uniform except the cleats. So I had to make sure that I had something. But there is a lot of guys, especially, you know, back in the day, they used to have these sharks. We call them sharks. They were Nike turf cleats that were.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're like barely a cleat, but they were like perfect to play on some of like the harder turfs.
Huh. What kind of kicks are you wearing right now? Like for the radio audience, we got a black beanie, we got yellow sunglasses, we got holistic EMF discussion, we got a black sweatshirt. What kind of kicks are you wearing, man? Yeah, show us.
Got my toes out, man.
Live bare feet from John Feliciano on YouTube.
See you that.
You guys have to pay me a little extra for that.
Yeah.
Have you ever played for Rex Ryan? I'm sorry.
I was a huge buddy. I grew up a Jets fan. 2009, 10 AFC Championships games. Those were like the height of my Jets fan career, so I love me some Rex Ryan.
Okay, good. Hey, like, circling back to the deadline thing, though, how do you view these Niners? Are they, like, they're 6-3, but with all these injuries, like, do you see them as a contender for something real?
100%. I think they're the first thing they got to do is win the division. Obviously, this week's game is very important with the Rams. The Seahawks are looking real good. We handled them the first time, but you know they got better with the trade deadline. But you also got to think, if they trade for someone big, what's like, how much money do we got left? I mean, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, cap wise, and I think they believe in the guys they got now. I mean, and obviously they just went and handled the Giants, who've, you know, tested some of the best teams in the league. So, man, I think Kyle and John are just confident in what they got.
John Feliciano with us every Tuesday. All right, man, how did Halloween go?
Man, I'll tell you what, this is my first year that I'm home and around the family and not in, like, Florida, where it's super hot when you go trick-or-treating. It was pretty cold. I don't know if you saw. I was Lex Grossman from Tom Cruise from Tropic Thunder. Had to break out the dance and all. Probably my best costume ever. And I might have to just I might I just want to wear that around for you know until Christmas.
I'm bummed that you didn't. Like, will you please wear it during the interview next week?
Yeah, next week I got you. Okay. I'm going to be in full character.
Sweet.
I'll be
sweet.
In full character. I might have to bleep some stuff out.
Hey, yeah. Brother, your Twitter didn't get hacked, did it?
Why? What's going on?
No, because that I saw you were one of the people. I just got my account back today, and you were one of the people that reacted to the hacker DM that came from me to you, and I wanted to make sure that your account didn't get compromised.
You know, I'm terrible with that. You know,
yeah. Don't click on any links, okay?
I got okay.
Don't
got
click it. On any links. All right. Appreciate you for being kind, though. That was nice of you.
Did I say something nice?
You gave me a thumbs up back, which obviously,
heck yeah,
yeah. obviously, it was window dressing, but still, thank you for doing it. All right, John. Talk to you next week, buddy.
All right, guys. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.